Hey man,
Blog Talk Radio,
we welcome you. Amen. And making sure that everyone have their Bibles. Amen. And make sure their Bible that they have at least be a Bible that you have. Amen. Then when you begin to talk with them and study with them, amen, then after a while they'll go into, amen, to a Bible dictionary in a study room. Amen. Bible encyclopedia. Amen. And reference Bible. In other words, it tell you where you can find that scripture or that word in the other books of the Bible. Amen. But the whole Bible is written on scriptures. Jesus came into the book of the scriptures was written of him. And you'll find that's what we're looking at today. Amen. The book of St. Luke talking about, amen, this lady, St. Luke's, we're going to begin at the 10th verse. We're talking about the last days, how things begin to happen, amen, on the last days before we go into St. Luke, amen, St. Luke 13, amen. Jesus was saying that, amen, that these things are going to be happening. Those that don't believe in the Bible, those that don't believe, amen, that the Bible was written, and it's still relevant today, amen. When the Bible speaks of the walls and rumors of walls, but it's one thing that pressed on me this morning, amen. You know, God's alive. Those that come to Christ, and we begin to reverence him as though he's alive, that he's not in the tabernacle only, amen. It was a time when when the children of Israel, amen, they worshiped God and everybody went to their tents, amen, when they left Moses, took them through the wilderness, amen. They all put up their little tents, amen. But then God moved on and they built a tabernacle, amen. Solomon built a tabernacle, amen. And we as children of God, we came out of something like an occult group. Judaism, if you don't understand what a cult groups, they give sacrifices to their God. We came out of a tabernacle, amen, not a tabernacle, but we came out of, amen, a religion where whatever you did, whatever problem you had, amen, you had to come to the church and bring a sacrifice. You had to bring a bull, a heifer, a pigeon to the priest. Amen. And the priest would take that sacrifice in the temple, in the tabernacle, in the area. Amen. And he would cut that animal and take the blood and spray it on the altar. Amen. That's Judaism. For your sin, you had to bring a sacrifice to the priest, according to whatever it was. The priest would tell you, amen, well, you need a pigeon. If you can't afford this, then you bring a pigeon. You know, that's a poor man's offering. Amen. And certain things. But you just didn't come to God, amen, through the order and the rules and regulations that God had set out from the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve had sinned. Amen. God took an animal, amen, took the blood, amen, and wrapped them up with the clothes, wrapped them up with the skin. It was a sacrifice. So all down through the Old Testament, the priest's job was, amen, to take the sacrifice from the people, put it in the fire, and take the blood and sprinkle it. That was their prop. That was their job. Amen. And we came out of that. We came back, we call Judaism. We came out of that. Amen. The priest is now Jesus. The sacrifice is now Jesus. He's the Lamb of God. Amen. So we don't give any more sacrifices anymore. He's the Lamb. Amen. He's our high priest. Amen. So Jesus simplified salvation. He made it easy. He said everything now is easy. Amen. So when you find people that deviate, when you begin to study the Word of God and they want to deviate and go back, amen, to the old rituals and the old sacrifices, amen, and get the incense and burn it in the church and everything. You say, oh, Our prayers is incense that goes up to God. Amen. My hallelujah is goes up to God because of Jesus. Amen. Because of Jesus. He's our high priest now. Amen. Amen. Aaron and all his sons and the Levitical priesthood, the Levitical tribe. Amen. We're not under that anymore. We're under Christ. Amen. Who is our Savior? Amen. So now, everything we need and we do, we go to Him. We go talk to God about it through His Son, Jesus Christ. So whatever Jesus said, amen, it's easy. Amen. Cast your cares upon me. Amen. It's easy. So we know we have a source. But we still live here. You still live here. And God operates through people. You hear me say this all the time. God operates through people because of the fact, amen, it was six books in this Bible. And today we're looking at Dr. Luke. Amen. Other day we maybe look at, we're going to look at Matthew's a little bit. Amen. But in these last days, amen, what the Holy Spirit, He's our teacher and our leader and our guider. Amen. He always going to be with us. But when we come to the tabernacle, sometime, amen, that's why Jesus sent out in twos, you need confirmation sometime from somebody else who's been through it. Sometimes you want an answer from God and you be going through some things and you can't find nobody. You call somebody, but when you get through talking, that's not the right person. Amen. When you get to a situation, you feel like you're the only one there. Amen. And you, amen. When you do seek somebody for counseling, all you find out, they want to just know your business. And you ask them, well, have you ever walked off a job? Oh, I don't work. I don't work. I don't believe in working for man. You say, oh, my God, I done told everybody. This person don't even know how I feel to be in a amen, in a work environment where you have to work with people. They believe in something else, and you believe in that. You do work with somebody, and all they're doing is spying on you. But you know you have to have a job. Amen. You know you got responsibility. You know you're trained. Amen. So you have to go to some people with been in the like condition, been in the same environment, or who've been through those environments. Amen. So they know what it means. And Paul was saying, and thank God for the word of God. He said, go to the older women. Amen. If you've never been married, go to somebody that's been married, got children. Amen. Then go to the older men. Amen. Amen. Go and talk to them. Amen. Then if you don't think they're right, get two or three. Jesus said, get two or three people. Amen. They should be. You want them to be walking after the word of God, but you want to counsel out the problem, make sure you're on the right track. Get two or three. Amen. Don't have to be the same color, language, but you can talk with them. And then it adds up. They say, oh, that's according to the Bible. That's the Proverbs 24 says, the multitude of counselors, there's safety. Amen. Amen. So you begin to get a visual or idea, amen, that when you need help, where to go. Some of the ones said, amen. Walk him not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. If you know their fruits are bad, if you know their living is not up to par with God's word, amen, don't you walk with their counsel. Don't let them sit down and talk with you. Amen. They give you some bad information. Amen. If you know it now, if you don't know it, you'll find out. Amen. When you find people always, amen, having a problem. I mean, always, amen, talking negative. Amen. I mean, they don't have no positive nothing in their bone. Amen. Because they trying to cover up something about themselves. They never got something good to say about nobody. Amen. But if you talk about them, I don't want to hear it and walk away. But they always talk about somebody else. Amen. You know that. Amen. So why should you scratch your head? Let them scratch your head. Other words about those things. So we all need help. But where do you go? Number one, you go to the Bible. Amen. You go to the Word of God. Amen. Begin to seek it out. Wise counsel. Amen. Amen. That's what Jeroboam, amen, and Solomon them, when it was coming up, Solomon died. Amen. One of the young men, amen, he was taken over. Amen. He went and asked the old man, what should I do? How should I rule these people? And the old man said, well, treat them kindly and calmly. But he went to his peers of his own age. Oh, put scorpions on them, beat them down, make them slaves, let them know you God. And Judah walked away and said, we're not going to be under this man. Amen. People walk away, wonder why they ain't got nobody following them. Amen. They want to be worshipped. They want to be led down. But the Holy Spirit let you know. Amen. He teach you. He guides you. And he knows sometimes you're going to be lonely. You know, sometimes in your position, in time of life, when you be going through, amen, something like a wilderness. Amen. He knows. Amen. Paul says, stir up your mind. Get a song and a hymn and a spiritual song. Keep yourself stirred up. And through the Holy Spirit, he'll comfort you. You hear me testify many times, Jesus called the Holy Spirit the comforter. Amen. And God can lead people to you. Amen. And talk to you. Amen. I told you many times, I believe I had talked to angels. Amen. Back in the part of my beginning to walk with Christ. Amen. I never pick up people when I'm driving and going. And I was going to work with a friend back in the 80s, amen, down in Miami. Called me, went down there. He had a big service business. I went down to work with him, amen, because he was in ministry and I was in the ministry. I try to surround myself with men and women that's in Christ, in ministry, amen, because people are something else, amen. You read the Bible, you have people is a big subject. Everything happening, people. Amen. People get in the crowd, they run, think they right. Amen. You find out that the leader of the crowd was wrong. Amen. But people like to hide in crowds. Some been hiding, going to church, don't have to pay no tithes, no offering, never trust God. Amen. But want to show the appearance that they of God. But now, since the tabernacle's about closed, amen, now the truth is coming out. The truth is coming out. And I picked up a man. The old man was on the road, thumbing. I picked him up. I never had to pick people up. I'm not telling you to pick anybody up. In the 80s, you can kind of get by today. You got to be very careful. Amen. Who you pick up in your car, in your truck. Me and him got to talking and got halfway to a certain part. Amen. And he started talking about my life. He said, yeah, don't do that. Don't quit here. Don't do that. Amen. And say, don't do all of this. Because I had people telling me, you're a evangelist, you can prophesy, you can do this and fill your church up and all this. And God sent a man. Amen. So how you know it was a man? Because I dropped him off at the barbershop. And I thank God for him because it felt good when he was talking to me about situations. And I turned back around, and I said, I parked the truck and I got in. I said, where's that man I dropped off? Everybody looked at themselves. You ain't dropped. We didn't see you. We saw you stop. But we didn't see nobody. I said, what? And and this happened to me again when I was in a restaurant. Me and a man ate, and everybody looking at us and everything. Amen. God can send people. If you are his, amen. He'll send somebody to help you now, not tear you down. Amen. He'll get somebody to talk with you. Amen. And let you know where you're going to my error at. Amen. He knows when you can't find a good help. You can't find good counseling. Amen. But he will help you. Amen. Because he's a good shepherd. And he knows you lean and depend on him. Amen. Amen. You have to go out and say, well, you know, God did this. Lord, you need me help. No, no. He'll correct you and catch you. Just before you start making that bad mistake. Amen. And it pressed on me in the last days about, amen, how things going to happen like a woman, amen, is having a child. Birth pains. Birth pain. Those that have children, you understand, things start happening acceleration when the child about to come. Amen. Last year we was talking about, amen, finance and studying how to save and different things. And all of a sudden things happen in the economy, and those that did save up, amen, was able to sustain themselves for a while. Then now the virus hit. Amen. So we don't know what next year, something, things start happening. You know, floods start coming. Amen. So every part of the country is being hit by something. Amen. Not just in your town. It's hitting all over the world and affecting world problems. Amen. So God, he let you know. Amen. By somebody, someplace, somehow, amen, continue to girdle your loins up. Amen. Continue to lay aside, Paul said, weights. Amen. 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 I used to love to go fishing, but, amen, I had to stop going fishing. I couldn't study. Amen. I sit up at the fish creek and have my Bible and going to sleep. Amen. Be tired, and the fish be pulling my bait all in the water, about to pull the pool in. And I said, what I'm doing? I'm getting my shrimp, throwing my shrimp out here. I might as well go on back home. Amen. Drive way down to Marathon, Florida. And with some preachers, we sit out there on a boat, amen, fishing. And, amen, they take your bait off and put the bait on for you. All you do is hold the pole. Amen. You still have to have no desire anyway to fish. Because you got to get back home and you got to worry, oh, I got to read this. I got to read this. Amen. Even though some of you like to go shopping on the weekends or whatever on Saturdays, you go find out whatever it is a weight. God wants you to enjoy yourself. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, yeah. He wants you to have fun. Amen. But he wants you to be prepared. Continue to prepare your soul, amen, for these sorrowful things that are happening. People today having nervous breakdowns. Amen. They're going through because of the fact, amen, they don't have finance like they thought they need. Amen. Things are coming they have no control over. Amen. So you have to gird up your loins to understand and say, well, amen, if I go to sleep poor, I'm going to wake up poor. If I go to sleep rich, I'm going to wake up rich. Ain't nothing I can do. I done all I can do. Amen. So I'm not selling my soul to the devil. Ain't that right? I'm leaning and depending on God. So if I don't have, Paul say he find himself whatever state he's in, he say hallelujah. Amen. Because I know God is in control. Ain't that right? Amen. Amen. So you have to girdle yourself up. Girdle your mind up. Amen. Don't worry yourself. Amen. God done told us these things are going to happen. Amen. So be prepared. Amen. And you will find, amen, like the word of God said, you eat good of the land, Isaiah 118. Whatever's happening, amen, you're going to have the best of it, though. If it's shrimp is the only thing you eat in the world is shrimp, you are going to have the shrimp. Ain't that right? Amen. If you don't like pig feet, then if that's the only thing out there, God going to give you that. Amen. So be thankful. Be thankful because it's going to get better. Amen. God's people, God's going to look for, I've been praying for the widows. In the offering. Amen. Those are the homeless. And that's our job. Not only for me, I pray for you all the time. God bless you. Your tithes and offerings and your support. Amen. But it's for us, Paul told Timothy, pray for those in authority. I pray for the president, the governor. Amen. That we have a quiet and peaceful life. Amen. And for those that don't have. Amen. The fathers, the mothers. Amen. And the widows, pray for them. But you know, God look after the widows and the poor. Amen. Praying that God touch the mind of those in authority to help those people. Amen. Telling me the other day, I mean, it was talking from the West Coast, and they and his wife, they do this farm share project. They go all over different states, and they give out food and things. And this man on the West Coast had built a big old four-bedroom house. He was testifying. He was telling them, he said, I'm not building no more big, nice house anymore. I'm going to build me a nice little house, and then I'm going to take my money and help other people. Amen. Because he see. Amen. Why investing in things and fires and floods and hurricanes and riots and now tearing it down? invest in people's lives. Amen. God have not taught us about material, to be investing in material things. The devil used that. He used that on Jesus. Try to get Jesus to bow down and worship him. He gave him all Jerusalem. Amen. Amen. But it takes experienced people. Amen. That, you know, done lost a house, lost a car. Amen. And lost a job and lost a pair of shoes and things. And when you talk to them, they say, oh, yeah, that happened to me. That happened to me. And I always thank God for credible testimonies. People got something to say when they get up. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I can tell you, amen, I prayed 3 years, and the Lord told me, go ahead and take the operation. Amen. I believe in God healing. But the Lord began to show me other things. Amen. He began to show me his ways that he wants me to go. Amen. And through that, I talked to other men and women of God, such a thing. And I would say, why, you know, I said, the Lord came to me in a vision and told me and showed me in the operating room. And the big old man, he was taller than all the other three. He said, push him on out. He's going to be all right. Amen. So my surgeon came in and he tried to be so smart. He walked in. Well, you know, you're an engineer. You know, we have this technology. I said, I'll take the operation. Are you going to take it? I said, yeah, I'll take the operation. Amen. God. Amen. Amen. I always go for the final authority. Amen. Nothing wrong with man, because God used man. God used women. Amen. God used grandmamas and mamas and grandpas and grantees. Amen. To help you. Amen. You don't know where your help going to come from, but you know it had to be God. Because everybody, amen, in St. Luke 13, we better go there for a little while. Amen. Everybody, you begin to read in the Bible, they always consulted some spiritual entity. Amen. You even yourself, you know, amen, those that won't go to church, but they big in Halloween. Amen. They big in spiritual people. Amen. I'm going down here. Amen. And even Abraham, Father Abraham, his father-in-law, he built statues and images. Amen. They sold it. And God brought Abraham out of idolatry. And God's people always sometimes get tied up going back to spiritualism. And you got to be careful when you these people want to tell you, your fortune. They call it, I'm prophesying to you, but some of them are just telling your fortune. And some of them, all they bring up your past. That's one way you can spot them. They go way back in your past. Oh, you was a bad child. Such and such a thing. You know, God got a good thing for you. Amen. If you follow them to the next church, they be telling the same type of testimony. Oh, you was a bad child. You know, God got something good for you. You go out of church, out of town. Oh, you know, God got something good for you. I know God got something good for me. I've been born again. Ain't that right? The Lord promised me. Amen. He promised me he's going to take care of me. Amen. Amen. But God ain't going to push you out there and let you hurt yourself. He ain't going to let you hurt yourself. If he's going to elevate you, he wants you to be ready. Amen. You won't have to say, well, God put me here as a president. Amen. And you don't even know how to sign papers. You don't even know how to go in a board meeting. Amen. Amen. He don't want you to go in there. God gave me this airplane. Amen. I turned down some many, many big boats and opportunities. I said, no, Hey, well, we're just trying to help. No, you ain't helping. You're trying to buy me out. Amen. 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 So what gift of God got you ready for now? You can handle it. Amen. But you have to be careful. Amen. Matthew 15:13, before we go to St. Luke. Amen. Jesus was asking. Amen. Jesus was saying the same thing about wise counsel. And Jesus said, but he answered and said, every plant that my Father, Heavenly Father, has not planted will be uprooted. Matthew 15:13-14, he said, let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind, but both will fall into a ditch. Amen. If you know somebody, they're not really, Amen. Walk in St. Luke 13:15. Amen. Jesus was talking here. And began again at the 10th verse. Amen. He was teaching on one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bound together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, "Woman, you are loose from your infirmities." And he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the rulers of the synagogue answered with indignation, because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, "These are 6 days. There are 6 days in which men ought to work in them. Therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath." And the Lord answered him and said, "Ye hypocrites, excuse me, do not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound low, these 18 years, and be loose from this bond on the Sabbath?" 18 years. Now, some of the people are falling apart, amen, because of this virus has restricted their activities, going out and going places. They had to put a mask on for their health. They're tired of that. They're tired of being restricted. And even sometimes it's hard for them to come to church and leave the church. But 18 years? This year is not over yet, and the virus is still here. 18 years, this lady walking with her head bent over and looking up. Looked like she'd be getting crooks in her necks all the time. 18 years. Amen. 18 years. Amen. Well, I know we've been, this church been wrestling with some things that I want to let y'all know. Investment for since 2004, now it's coming to a head. Amen. But for that long. Amen. God be in and out. Amen. But don't give up whatever your situation you're in. Amen. This lady, she didn't know God. They didn't say what kind of denomination she was in. Amen. When God sends you to talk to somebody and pray for somebody, you don't want to find out what church you're in or where you went to church. If God sent you there, amen, this lady could have been praying to God and don't know nothing about the Holy Ghost. But she loved God. Amen. That's what Cornelius knew, God. Amen. And God sent Peter, old man Peter, to tell him about the Holy Ghost and salvation. Amen. And Jesus had mercy on her because the devil had her bound. If a spirit of sickness, infirmities is sickness. Spirit of sickness, the devil had her bound. That's why you don't play with sin. Amen. People go through things because of sin. Amen. And God, Jesus had mercy on her through God had mercy on her through Jesus Christ. Amen. And he touched her and loosed her. But these Pharisees, these hypocrites, say it's 6 days now. Amen. And why you want to come and do work on Sunday, on Sabbath? See, there used to be Sunday through Saturday, and Saturday was the Sabbath. And since Jesus rose from the dead, we choose the first day of the week because he rose on the first day of the week. So the first day of the week, we call it the Sunday because Christ rose on a Sunday. Amen. So what we're happening, what we're having, and Jesus called them hypocrites. He say, even you got oxes. Amen. They like big plows. They'll be out there turning the farmers' grass up and stuff and replanting. Donkeys. You even open the gates and let them have water. If they thirsty on a Sunday, you do that. Hey, but here's this poor lady, 18 years, still holding on to my tradition. Amen. You're nothing but a hypocrite. Amen. It wasn't wise. And this is why Jesus said, "Leave him alone." He said, "Blind, you won't go out nobody that's blind, tied up in tradition and things and pride and stuff of man and people to say, hey, you know, I wouldn't do this on a Sunday. I wouldn't do this. Man need to do this. Amen. They don't even know God. Or they don't, they're not in the depths of God. Maybe they're just young in God. Amen. I'm glad how people are. Amen. It's a turning time now. Amen. In these days, where people have been taught that the tabernacle is the only place to meet God. No, you meet God in your heart, in your mind, in your soul. You love the Lord thy God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. And we come together, amen, what we sharpen each other. Proverbs, the iron sharpen iron, fellowship, and amen, rejoice with one another. But you can still have Jesus in your home. Because he said, I never leave you, and I never will forsake you. Amen, amen. You might thank God, think of somebody else sometime. Amen. As counselors say, put yourself in somebody's shoes. Put yourself in somebody else's shoes sometime. Amen. And step away and look at you and look at them. Or ask somebody, what you think about me? And see what they think about you. Amen. Sometimes you can see what people are going through. But if you look at, take yourself and try to say, oh, why did you do this? You should have saved your money. You should do this. Then maybe they don't have no children. Maybe they don't have no family. Amen. Grandparents going through now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for the grandparents. There's a lot of things going on in this earth. New families going through. Amen. These jobs and the economy flipping upside down. Young people coming out of college, the job they trained for, they hardly ever have a job. Amen. The economy is shifting. Amen, amen. And parents got to step in. And those that have parents, amen, if they're not incarcerated or sick or died, amen, but you are God people. And you're supposed to be able to step in and have mercy on somebody. Amen. God equipped you to do that. Amen. So God's people have a lot of work to do. Amen. God bless you to have time to go to sleep under a tree. Amen. And wake up anytime you want to get up. Amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit will say, well, just get up from here and go help some. Amen. A little brother down the street. Amen. You see him walking around and act like she walk around like ain't nobody in the world love her and nobody will care about him. Give him a little track. Amen. And talk with him. Say, hello, how you doing? Amen. And you remember how you used to hang out? You remember you used to be, don't everybody, but y'all ain't been born in, without sin. Now everybody was born in sin. You was doing something wrong. And somebody could try to talk to you, but you wouldn't let nobody talk to you. Amen. Amen. But God loved you still. So we have a job to do. Amen. God give you enough jobs, amen, to do, but you need the right counseling.
Amen. You're not the only one, amen, dealing with these problems and situations, amen, that's going on in life. Amen. There are things going to be coming. More things going to be coming.